Good day. My name is Rufile Ntshege. I'm the DA's Shadow MEC for Social Development here in Gauteng. As the Democratic Alliance, I am taking a vow to fight for MPOs until they are paid on time. It's not the first time, and clearly under ANC, it's not the last time that MPOs will be paid late. On the 31st of March, MPOs were invited to the City Hall of Johannesburg under the impression that they're going to be signing MPOs, their SLAs. However, upon arrival, it was just an update on where the funding process is. Then another communique went out that the SLA signing will only commence on the 14th of April. This is worrying because usually on the 14th of April, this is the time when MPOs start receiving their first tranche of payments. These kind of delays disorganize NPOs in Gauteng, because if a woman was needed an NPO that deals with GBV and the payment is late during the time when they have no money, sometimes they cannot accommodate the woman and assist her because the funds have not been received. An NPO that deals with substance abuse, it means a person who voluntarily says, I now want to start being an addict, I need help, is going to be denied an opportunity to be rehabilitated. It is high time that people understand that a DA government that cares for them would have ensured that the process for NPO funding is started on time, so that by end of March, all SLAs have been signed. Then in April, NPOs can start receiving their money so that they can function and deliver services to the vulnerable. That's the DA's government.